So it is about 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and you heard me talking all morning long about the goose fly-off that is going to be taking place. We have Eric Nelson, the manager of Humboldt Wildlife Refuge, here in the studio with me to tell us a little bit more about that. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate that.
Hi, Cliff.
Hi. This is always, this is, we talk about this every year, but I think it's the first time we've had you in to actually talk about this thing. And I know folks come to it every year. And this time of year, if you are in Humboldt County, you likely, and you're outside at some point, you're likely hearing a lot of cackling from geese this time of year. There's lots of them.
Yeah, there are. The population has increased from less than 800 in 1974 to probably somewhere in the 175,000 ballpark now.
Wow.
So,
really?
Yeah, they went from an endangered, one of the first species on the endangered species list to actually now they're an issue in that essentially these geese are sheep with wings. And so albeit smaller, but they like short grass. And so we, most of the public lands around the bay manage at least part of their lands for the geese, but it doesn't begin to accommodate all of them. So they do hit a lot. The Eel River, Lower Eel River gets hit pretty hard, Arcata Bottoms. And so they are an issue for the cattlemen and dairy folks around.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Now, what specifically kind of geese are these?
These are Aleutian cackling geese. They're a separate species now. They used to be a subspecies of Canada goose.
Right.
So essentially, their name indicates
promoted.
Where they breed. They breed up in the Aleutian Islands. And the reason they were endangered in the first place is that back in the 1700s and 1800s, fur farmers put Arctic foxes out on those islands, and the geese are ground nesters there, and so it was just easy pickings for the foxes. They put the foxes out there so that, and then they came back and harvested them when their pelts were prime. But over the course, so that's how their population got down to less than 800.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then over the course of time, there were a couple big islands that the foxes were removed from, and the Aleutian geese have set up on those islands. And, you know, some of the islands are quite large, 200,000 acres.
Wow.
So their population has rebounded over the last several decades. And so that's why there's so many flying around here. And, yeah, like you say, there's a lot of geese and a lot of noise. And so if you see a big flock of geese, it's going to be Aleutians. Not the other type of Canada goose we have around here is Western Canada goose, mm-hmm. which is much larger, you know, 9 to 12 pounds, where the Aleutians are 4 to 6 pounds.
Okay.
So big size difference. The Aleutians also have a very noticeable white neck ring. So almost like a collar.
And is there a particular pattern that you can look for in the sky to know it's the Aleutians?
Yeah, I mean, basically, if you see over 50 birds, it's going to be Aleutians. And if it's a small flock, you know, 5, 10, 12, then it might be the Western Canada geese, which the Western Canada geese also nest around here. The Aleutians migrate down in the fall. They spend most of the fall and winter down in the San Joaquin Valley and the Delta. And then, but some have decided that here's just fine. And so they stop here, several thousand. But starting about December, birds will start migrating north from the San Joaquin and the Delta. And the population just continues to build in Humboldt County until about early to mid April, when they all take off for the Aleutians again and go up there for the summer and nest.
Fantastic. Now, how long has the Humboldt Bay Wildlife Refuge been around?
It was established in 1971, but the area where the fly-off is, which used to be the McBride Ranch, mm-hmm. was purchased in 1988. And then the visitor center was built in about 2000, 2001. It was built Yeah, and so that's the area where you want to come for the fly off. It's exit 696, the Hookton Road exit.
You just go down the little side road, right?
Yep, and you just come off the freeway and come up the entrance road, which parallels 101 on the west side. You don't want to go over the overpass unless you're coming from the south.
The other direction, absolutely. And so you get there early in the morning, at about 6 in the morning or so.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the geese are cued by the sunrise, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just depends on the weather and the day, and the goose population has gotten large enough now. We started doing this in about 2002, and at that time, the bulk of the goose population roosted on the refuge. But as the population has increased, they have also increased areas where they roost around Humboldt County. So there's birds that roost down in the Eel River Delta. There's birds that roost up in Arcata Bottoms. There's birds that roost at Fay Slough Wildlife Area, north of Mid-City Motor. And so, you know, the fly-off has gotten maybe a little bit smaller, but still, you know, generally we'll have at least, you know, 15 to 25,000 birds there, which is pretty impressive.
That's plenty.
Off. Yeah.
It really is an impressive sight to see that many birds. And it's loud, too.
It is loud. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, actually, you hear them before you see them.
Yep.
Because they start to kind of talk to each other, and it gets to be quite a din. And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody goes and yeah.
They all take off.
Yeah.
How many people come out for this every year?
It really varies. Obviously, it's, you know, somewhat weather dependent. The weather this weekend there's a half an inch of rain forecast for Saturday, quarter inch on Sunday. But the forecast last year was way worse than this year. And we had windows on both Saturday and Sunday where it was a good fly off. So we've had as many as 400 people and wow. As few as probably 150 per day. So, yeah, and some people have seen it, you know, many times and can see it from other places, decide to go look for it from other places. And but it is a cool phenomenon to witness, and so we, you know, we like to open up at least one weekend a year.
So you open the doors there at or the gates, I guess, at 6.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, you know, kind of people gather. There's a breezeway there, and I'll give a little spiel on the geese, and then you know, we all walk out the trail, and people decide where they want to. You know, we kind of tell them where we think the best spots to observe are, and some people like to walk quite a ways out there, and other people like to stay relatively close, and you know, and then the geese fly overhead, and hopefully you don't get bombed.
Good point. Good point. Wear a jacket, people. It is cold. It'll be really cold.
Jackets, gloves, scarves, rain gear, boots.
Yep.
Boots is good. Yep. It's a gravel trail, but there, you know, there are puddles. And so, yeah. And there are some refreshments. There's coffee, tea, cocoa, and so please bring a mug, and if you can carpool, do that. We don't have a ton of parking out there. And then there's other activities from 7 to 11, and when people come in after the fly-off. And so there's bird silhouette painting. These are mostly kids stuff. We also have a hunt cabin out there that's got an old hunt cabin that has a lot of mounted birds, both waterfowl and passerine birds and hawks and things like that. So that's kind of fun to go look at. And so just come on out and enjoy yourself. If you can't come out this weekend, or you decide that the weather's too daunting or whatever, a good place to watch a fly off, you just have to get up relatively early, is from the Fields Landing Boat Launch or Table Bluff Road. I'm not sure where the best spot in the Arcata Bottoms might be, but anyway, those two places are both generally good as well.
And, of course, the refuge is where you'll be giving your spiel and watching them take off.
Right. But we open the refuge most days, 7 days a week, 8 to 5, except for federal holidays. But the geese fly off earlier than the gates opening.
That's right. So the gates open at 6. And typically around what time do they take off?
Anywhere between 20 to 7 and 7 generally. Okay. We've tried to keep this fly off the first full weekend in March every year so that people can, you know, if they want to put it on their calendar, it's, you know, they can remember. Mm-hmm. It's generally right around then. I'll go out Friday morning early and you know, kind of time them. And so that gives us a little bit of information for the next day. But, you know, if it's stormy, they tend to, sometimes they'll sit longer, and sometimes they'll, if it's really stormy, oftentimes they'll go off earlier. So, you know, it's
interesting.
Just, yeah.
Wow. All right. Eric Nelson, thank you much for coming in to talk about this.
Well, thanks for having me, Cliff. Appreciate it.
You bet. It's the goose fly off again. It's Saturday and Sunday at the Humboldt Bay Wildlife Refuge. Gates open at 6. And it's just a heck of a lot of fun. It's really something to behold.